are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What up? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, March the 12th. And what are we going to do for the next month? This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and Associated Press, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today, we're going to run down Wednesday's loss to the Philadelphia 76ers. And by the time I finish doing that and move on to the next segment, I'm sure there will be some more news to report. Of course, what's going on with coronavirus and everything being canceled and postponed is the biggest news around the NBA and, of course, around the world right now. So we'll get to that after we talk about Wednesday's loss. The last time we get to talk about basketball for a while. But, yeah, the NBA suspended right now, in case you haven't heard. College basketball on hold as well. A little bit later on in the show, I'm going to play an interview that I did with one of the Pistons GT players from the NBA 2K League. That's right, we got those in the bag. So we'll definitely be using those over the next week or so, or maybe even longer than that. But Ramo Radončić, let's get it, Ramo. He was the first pick of the Pistons GT organization a couple years back, and he is now back in Season 3 for the Pistons GT team as they get set to open up play March 24th, and maybe that season and that team and that league will be more popular and more watched and more gambled on than maybe they even thought when the league got started and when the league went going the last couple of years, because people are going to be looking for stuff to do. And that's what we're going to be talking about here over this next month. I don't know exactly what we're going to be doing, but we're going to come up with some content, some fun stuff, probably look back, maybe look ahead. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on everything that's going on coronavirus-related, cancellation-related, postponement-related, all that good stuff. But give me a follow on Twitter at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore after that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Dash Matt Shook, or maybe just stay away from Twitter for the next month or so. Might not be a bad idea for some of us. But, man, this is crazy. We're still going to deliver Locked On Pistons podcast episodes. I will be finding out more information from the network tomorrow about what that means for you guys as far as listeners. But the plan for now is to continue as we do, as we are. And, you know, we're still looking for ideas from you guys. If you want to come up with some weird ideas to fill the void, maybe we'll do some contests and games. But do spread the word about the show. Maybe we'll grow the audience a little bit. Unfortunately, we got a bit of a captive audience here with people being forced to stay home for the next several weeks. So we'll kind of play it by ear, but certainly plan on the Locked On Pistons podcast as being part of your life still. But let's talk a little hoops while we still can. The Pistons did lose the Philadelphia 76ers on Wednesday night. Will it be the last game of the season? We might find that out in the coming weeks, but 124-106 was the score in the city of brotherly love. I did watch the first half and then went to a concert during the second half, but followed along a little bit. Another career high for Christian Wood. That was the third time in four games that he had a career high, 32 points and 7 rebounds for him. 16 points for Sfea Mykhailiuk, a strong game for him, mostly playing well in that first quarter. Good to see him possibly end his second season on a good note. 13 points apiece for Langston Galloway and Thon Maker. 10 points for Jordan McRae. Now is when we realize things like that could have been the last game for Langston Galloway and Thon Maker and Jordan McRae as members of the Detroit Pistons. Or maybe all of them, maybe none of them. We'll see how the offseason shakes out, and we'll see if this season continues in some fashion at a later date. But, man, tough to think about those kind of things here on this Thursday afternoon. But 30 points for Joel Embiid. He came back to the court after missing 5 games with a shoulder injury. He was good. This game never really seemed close. You had one team that, you know, let's face it, the Pistons are tanking and really have no interest in winning these games at this point. Certainly not a huge interest in scratching and clawing, and didn't look like they were very into this one, and neither was I as I was getting ready to hit the road and go to the concert. But a couple nice moments for Christian Wood. He dunks hard, as we know, but he had the block of the Joel Embiid jump shot, which was nice. Philly improves to 29-2 at home on the season. Unbelievable for them. for a mediocre team to be playing so well at home. 10-24 on the road. Came into the game with 9 home wins. That's the same amount. Ten road wins. And 10-24 on the road. Pistons 9-24 on the road. So an unbelievable, you'd be so close in wins and record with a team that is so much better than you. Shows just how bad the Philadelphia 76ers have been on the road this year. Pistons fall to 20-46 on the season, a half game behind the Atlanta Hawks in the Tankathon standings, and a half game ahead. I'm sorry, one full game ahead of the New York Knicks, sitting in the 5th spot in the draft slot right now. And of course, that's important because who knows? Maybe that will be the final standings in the NBA as the league is suspended for at least 30 days right now, it sounds like. And yeah, that could be the draft position. Or maybe the league says, I had kind of an idea that possibly they say, whatever team played the least amount of games, that will be the length of the season, and that you would cut off all the other games after that point for all teams. That seems like that would be fair. I don't know. And I don't know how that would impact the Tankathon standings or the playoff projections. Maybe we'll take a look at that as we have time to look at all that kind of stuff. But we're going to give you the latest on the coronavirus, the news that's out there as I tape this late afternoon on Thursday. Just kind of want to get the news out there, and we'll talk it out as the coming months continue. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Yes, sir!
All right, the bizarre episode of Locked On Pistons rolls on. Later on, we're going to talk to Ramo Radončić of the Pistons GT team as the NBA 2K League gets started on March 24th. And these guys might not know what's coming for them. We might all just be watching all the NBA 2K League this year, sitting in the catbird seat right now, if that continues. I mean, maybe they won't be traveling. I'm not really sure. I guess I should look into that. Maybe it'll be something we can report on over the next couple weeks. Is will there be a Pistons GT season for the NBA 2K League? I guess we'll find that out. Although that's one sport that you could cancel the New York part of it and just probably play over the internet against the other teams from each other, I would think. But no expert here on the NBA 2K League. And by the way, I know what you're thinking. That, man, there might be some freelance sports writers out there that might be really struggling from this bad news that we've heard about the sports world. So if you know a freelance sports writer out there that kind of depends on his income for things, sporting events be happening, maybe you could be a good time to think about being a new sponsor of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Might be fun to jump in and help. Your boy Matt here is probably going to be struggling a little bit these next couple months with no sports going on. Of course, sponsors would help that. People will listen. We're going to have a captive audience of people. I would expect that the numbers might be okay, despite the fact that there's not going to be very obvious things to talk about over these next few weeks. So consider this my personal plea that let's help each other out, right? People helping people. If you like the content, spread the word at least. Tell your friends, your family about Locked On Pistons, the entire Locked On Podcast Network. That's your ticket. That's what we want from you. That's the bare minimum of what you can do for us. But if you want to be extra special of a listener, be a sponsor. And when we get a sponsor, if you hear me talking about some sponsors out there nationally or locally, please consider spending your money with them. That's just my personal plea to you guys. But just the latest, as we've been taping this, the NCAA has announced that the NCAA tournament will not be happening this year, and that spring sports are also out as well. Not postponed, but canceled. I had it kind of in my head earlier today that they would postpone it a couple weeks so that maybe have the NCAA tournament in April or something like that instead. But no, logistically, it seems like they just can't do it. So spring sports shut down, no NCAA tournament. And I'm kind of bummed about that, to be honest. I'm an NCAA tournament nerd, love those Thursday, Fridays, the upsets, the buzzer beaters, all that good stuff. Bummed out, to say the least. Just crazy. Crazy situations, crazy time that we're living in. And I guess the tipping point came last night as the Oklahoma City Thunder and Utah Jazz were just about ready to tip off down there in the Brick City, Bricktown, Oklahoma City. And the refs just kind of took off right before the game started after huddling with some team personnel. Fans didn't know what was going on, but it turns out that they had found out that Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz was infected with the coronavirus. They did the test on him, and he was found to have a positive result from that. And Rudy's been a guy who's been messing around about it, been joking about it, and he's getting killed on Twitter right now, you know, rightfully so to some extent, of course, just been making light of the situation before he found out that he, in fact, was tested positive for the coronavirus. He, to his credit, gave a very earnest apology on Thursday afternoon on Twitter, and it was also found out on Thursday that Donovan Mitchell has tested positive for the coronavirus as well. This hits home a little bit, especially with me, but definitely with Pistons land, as the Utah Jazz were here on Saturday night playing at Little Caesars Arena. So players for the Pistons, they threw out kind of a warning, and apparently the Pistons are making tests available for players and staff and personnel and all that stuff. I was sitting courtside for that game, helping out with the Utah Jazz radio broadcast with David Locke, the founder of the Locked On Podcast Network. So I don't have any symptoms, anything like that. Yeah, I was probably about, you know, seven, eight feet away from Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell during the game, but certainly not in close proximity. Thankfully, a lot of these games, obviously, I would go into the locker room and get quotes or write articles about the opposing team, but this was not that case. I did not go into the visiting locker room and deal up close with Rudy Gobert. And thankfully, we're kind of on the second level of the press box in the radio. The TV people are on the first row of the press row there, and the radio were in the second row. So a little bit of space in between me and the players, I guess, ended up being a situation where we're fortunate in that account. But the latest from Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN.com, NBA owners are encouraging of Commissioner Adam Silver to reevaluate the league's suspension in 30 days, sources tell ESPN. The league is expected to make a formal announcement on an initial timetable soon. Now, I'm taping this late afternoon on Thursday, so by the time you hear this, information obviously could change, so that's why you need to follow me on Twitter, certainly follow Woj as well, and maybe as we tape this podcast, some things will have changed about what the timeline might be looking like. Maybe this is a little bit irresponsible, but I'll do it anyway. My best guess is that you come back in 30 days, you know, assuming everything kind of normalizes in our country by that point. Then you're talking about April 11th, basically when the NBA season was slated to end anyways. So, you know, I would imagine that maybe they're going to call it a wrap on the regular season. And again, assuming, God forbid, everything goes pretty well, or God willing, I guess, everything kind of normalizes in our country. And assuming at that point, people will be very ready for some NBA basketball, as we'll be kind of sports starved then. And maybe by, April 11th, I'm looking at the schedule right now. April 11th is a Saturday, so the league continues until April 15th. Maybe you do play a couple of regular season games to end it there and get the records all set up, get teams to get a little wind beneath their sails as the playoffs kind of get started. April 11th, the Pistons are scheduled to play a game at Dallas. That will be April 11th, and just a couple of games left after that. You got the 13th at home against the Boston Celtics. And then the 14th would be the final game of the season at the Madison Square Garden to play the New York Knicks in a game that might end up being even bigger than we thought, as the Pistons and Knicks are one game apart from each other in the playoffs. Three must-lose games to go out there. You don't want to get any crazy ideas like winning. That certainly wouldn't help the Pistons at this point. So my reckless speculation is that the NBA season resumes on April 11th. And like I said, by the time you hear this, maybe there's different reports. And certainly things could change and probably will change over the next few weeks as to what happens with the NBA season, which is in peril right now. It's suspended right now. And Adam Silver, the commissioner, is a guy who a fair amount of level-headedness, I guess, would be attributed to him, and I believe fairly and correctly. So we'll kind of see what him and the owners and the Players Association hammer out here over these next few weeks, as it's a situation where, you know, Major League Baseball has announced that they're shutting down spring training and pushing back the start of the regular season at least a couple weeks. And, of course, the NHL followed suit. And the big news, college basketball, NCAA tournament is off. And ironically, we've been talking a lot about betting this last week or so. I was at the opening of the MGM Grand Sportsbook on Wednesday, also Greektown across town as well. And this morning, Thursday morning, I was at Motor City Casino as they opened up their FanDuel Sportsbook there. Barry Sanders was there for the ceremonial first bet. He actually made the bets, which was interesting. He posted later on Twitter that he picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl in one of his bets. I was standing right next to him. He did not pick the Lions. So a little bit of PR sharpening maybe there, a smooth things over with the Lions by not betting. Made five bets, four college basketball bets, and one Tigers futures bet to win the World Series there. But no, he did not bet on the Detroit Lions to win the Super Bowl. So he saved himself probably a little bit of money by not making that bet there. But yeah, so of course, you know, the joke is that Detroit sports, the state of Michigan waited so long to get sports gambling into the casinos, and now once they start it, less than 24 hours later, basically the entire sports world shuts down. But those books are open, and if you can find some sports to bet on that are still being played these days, you can go up to Greektown, MGM, and Motor City Casino and check them out. They're nice, new, shiny, sparkly places, and unfortunately, it's not going to be packed and fun for March Madness like we were expecting just a few days ago, but now that will certainly not be the case. But the tribal casinos around the state of Michigan, I know a lot of you guys live in other parts of the state, the Soaring Eagles of the world, the Fire Keepers of the world, Four Winds, Odawa, Turtle Creek. I'm going to have an update on all those casinos and what's going on around the state of Michigan at playmichigan.com early next week, so check that out about some dates or some ideas of when they might be opening up their casinos. They're hard at work trying to get their sports book opens across the state as well. But things are, other than the fact that there's nothing really to bet on, fully operational, although it sounds like maybe you're going to have some UFC possibly this weekend. That could be a good event to bet on there. The PGA Tour, as far as I know, is still continuing. And so there are some things. You might want to get that diversion of going up to the casino, although the spaces, the closed indoor spaces that might have a lot of people in them, maybe not the best idea to go there. I'll leave that up to you to make that decision yourself. But anyway, up next, we're going to talk with Ramo Radončić of the Pistons GT team. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, we're here with Ramo, the Pistons GT team. What was your impressions when you found out you were coming back to Detroit this year?
I didn't believe it, to be honest with you. I found out from a rumor, inside source, and you know, they were telling me I was back. I kind of laughed at them and didn't believe it, because I heard you know, some rumors that I might have been going to one of the New York teams, either Brooklyn or Knicks. But so it was all kind of servicing at the same time. When I found out I was back on the Pistons, like coming into that morning, they called me and told me I'm going to be on the Pistons. I was like, wow, really, is this true? You know, it's kind of surreal because, you know, I got traded there, also got drafted there. So in a way, it's kind of like, you know, unfinished business, you know, because we finished third overall standing season one. And I'm just looking to get the season kicked off. You know, it's going to be a great season.
And you were the first pick of the draft for the first year for the Pistons GT team in their first round. What, I mean, you know, the league's come a long ways in 3 years, and the organization's in a new facility and not the Palace of Auburn Hills anymore. When you look back at this time, first of all, with this franchise and this team, what are some things that are the biggest things of growth and change that you've seen over the last couple of years?
Well, you know, we are in a new facility, you know, which I love, Detroit Pistons facility. And I want to say season one, you know, getting drafted fifth overall for the franchise, you know, it's huge because, you know, it's the inaugural season. Getting picked fifth overall out of all the players that try to qualify and try out, you know, just to be known as one of the best players in the world, you know, it's a great feeling because, you know, the Pistons took a chance on me. And I didn't really know too much about the Pistons. You know, I just know they were known for, like, their grit and grind from Motor City. And I didn't honestly know too much. But, you know, coming here, you know, I love the culture that they have, everything they bring, and just happy to be here.
And your group, I know you played with some of the guys over the years in this league and outside as well. What do you think about this group in particular that is going to lead to hopefully some success this year?
The group as a whole, you know, the chemistry is just huge for us. You know, me, JT, Charger, we've been playing with each other for years, so it's just instant chemistry. We're going to click. And, you know, being here in market with the guys, you know, we've been clicking on and off the court. We've been winning all our scrimmages. You know, having good vibes off the court is, I feel like, the most underrated aspect of the game, because I would say a team like the T-Wolves, you know, they probably weren't the best on talent, on paper, I meant, talent-wise, but what they did have was chemistry. And I feel like chemistry is probably the biggest thing in the game. If you have chemistry off that court, it's going to translate on the court. You could tell each other stuff, you know, you mesh well and just you're not going to really get in your feelings if someone tries to tell you something, tries to give you constructive criticism, because you guys feel like it's a brotherhood, you know? And that's what I feel like we got here, you know?
Mm-hmm. And since the last 2K season ended, have you been back in New York, or where have you been, and what kind of things have you been up to?
Yeah, I've been back home, you know, just trying to grind the game, you know, spending time with the family, my niece who's been growing, and I kind of miss her right now that I'm in Detroit, but yeah, just spending time with the family, playing the game, trying to work on my game, and just, you know, not really taking no days off for the most part.
And your gaming past, obviously, it's pretty much 2K exclusively for right now, I would imagine. But how did you come up playing, and what kind of games were you into as a kid, and how did you get to this point?
So I would say coming up, you know, I was just always into gaming. You know, I started off Sega Genesis, Nintendo 64, PlayStation, you know, games like that. But my main passion was always sports. I always just play off the game, you know, try to play basketball, football, any game I could really play, you know, with my friends in the park. But basketball is my main passion, so, you know. Off the real life court, I used to just on the game, just play nonstop basketball games. Whether it was NBA Jam, NBA Street, NBA Ballers, Live, 2K, and, you know, just playing the game, you know, all day throughout. After I lost my passion for basketball, you know, I'd play the game all day. You know, just I was known as one of the best players, winning these pro-am leagues, these, you know, amateur like little leagues that, you know, win you cash prizes or whatever. And I was known as one of the best. So once the 2K League really got announced, it was like a no-brainer for me.
And what's the handle for you, and what social media outlets can people find you on?
You can find me on Twitter at let's get underscore it underscore Ramo. You can find me on Instagram, Ramo Radonski, my first and last. You can find me on Twitch, you know, twitch.tv/Ramo. And yeah, I think that's all my social media outlets.
Ramo, welcome back to Detroit. Good luck to you this year.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks to Ramo Radončić of the Pistons GT team, the NBA 2K League getting started. As far as I know, on March 24th, we'll see if that continues to be the case. Shams Charania, the latest tweet that I'm seeing from him, the NBA has informed all 30 teams of policies effective immediately and through March 16th, including all players must remain in market of team. Players remain home as long as possible. No group workouts and practices, and team physicians and trainers can speak to players once a day. So that's the latest, but like I said, follow Twitter for all that good stuff, and we're going to have all the coverage of coronavirus, etc., NBA, NBA-adjacent things. We'll talk about everything and anything here on the Locked On Pistons podcast going forward. But thanks for listening, everyone. Spread the word. Become a sponsor. All that good stuff. Appreciate you guys, and we'll get through this together. This is your host, Matt Shook, of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Sam, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys probably on Monday, as that might be the last episode for the week. We'll take Friday off and come back to you on Monday with some good stuff, whatever that is. Talk to you guys later.